When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him, Jesus, up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the customary law required, Simeon took him into his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory of your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and for the rising of many in Israel, and a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and the sword will pierce your own soul too. Traditionally, Simeon was an old man. In the beautiful poem, T.S. Eliot has a song for Simeon. To one who has 80 years and no tomorrow. My life is light, waiting for the death wind, like a feather on the back of my hand. But I imagine what a step must have been in Simeon as he crossed the forecourt of the temple that day. Today I will see the Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah that my people have been longing for centuries. I wonder what he expected to see. Some leader gathering a group around him, a possible army that would drive out the Romans, or was he expecting to see a great prophet speaking? I don't know, but it must have been a disappointment, because all he saw was a little baby, and not even the baby of a well-known family that he could say, well, there's hope, but the child apparently of a backwoods carpenter from nowhere. And yet the miracle of Simeon, the brilliance of Simeon, was that he was able to cut through all the historical, religious, cultural expectations of his people and see in this child the fulfillment of all the prophecies. And I suppose we too think that we have the answers for the future of the church, for the future of ourselves, and yet we all need the miracle of Simeon, that we are able to cut through our own prejudices, our own expectations, and to see the hand of God in whatever the Lord presents us. We all need this miracle of Simeon. And of course, we will have to pay for it. It comes at a cost. And the sword shall pierce thy heart, thine also. And yet the object of our lives is to see this will of God, no matter what it costs us. And so, Eliot ends his poem, I am dying in my own death and the deaths of those after me. Let thy servant depart, having seen thy salvation. And please God, at the end of our lives, we will, having done our best to serve God, we will be able to accept God's loving invitation to be with him forever in heaven.